everyone, this is The Big Fight and I'm Maria Shakil. Weeks to go for the general elections and women voters have taken center stage again. There is competitive populism among political parties to woo this crucial vote block. The recent SBI report has projected a total voter turnout of 68 crore, of which women voters would be at 33 crores, which is roughly around 49%. Some more numbers for you. In the assembly elections in 23 states in the last 5 years, the turnout of women voters was significantly higher compared to their male counterparts in 18 states. Election after election, this crucial demographic has tilted the balance of power. So no party can be seen ignoring the Nari Shakti. And as expected, there is a plethora of announcements targeting women in this election as well. From Modi government's extension of Rs. 300 per LPG cylinder subsidy under the Ujjwala Yojana to Aam Aadmi Party's 1,000 rupees per month for every woman above the age of 18 in the national capital, to Trinamool Congress's remuneration hike of 750 per month for Asha and Anganwadi workers. Women first is now the strategy of all parties. And why not? Because there has been a consistent increase in voter turnout for women in Lok Sabha polls as well. One more statistics here, ladies and gentlemen. In 2019 general elections, it registered, in fact, a 5.1% increase in women voters. So this Women's Day, we decided to put the spotlight on the Mahila voter with the hope that women representation in Parliament will also go up from 78 in the 17th Lok Sabha to perhaps more in the upcoming 18th Lok Sabha. Let's begin the big fight. And I have Sanju Verma, spokesperson of the BJP, Manisha Priyam, political analyst here in the studio, Neerja Chaudhary, senior journalist. We'll be joined by Alka Lamba in just a bit. Vijila Satyanath is AIADMK Women's Wing Secretary. We also have Yazini PM, who is spokesperson of DMK, Priyanka Bharti is national spokesperson of RJD, and Abhinandita Mathur is spokesperson of Aam Aadmi Party. Beginning with you, Sanju Verma, you know, because of course, the BJP is talking about representation, but this specific announcement which has come in, welfare schemes of freebies targeted at women have influenced election results. And BJP's Laadli Behna scheme is considered to be a big factor behind your landslide victory in Madhya Pradesh. But in these Lok Sabha elections, we aren't really seeing any money specific in the sense that giving that amount to women's hand as other parties are doing.
Okay, you stand corrected. It is national spokesperson of BJP.
Yes.
Maria, you know, I don't know. You always get it wrong for some strange reason. Thank you. Now, coming to the pertinent question that you asked, let's be very clear. You know, I've been on a couple of debates since evening, ever since that 100 rupee reduction in LPG prices was announced, with people saying, oh, this is Modi's way of tokenism. Oh, this has been done with an eye on elections around the corner. I mean, there are elections every 3 months, either urban body, civic body, municipal, panchayat, state level, what have you. So to time every welfare move by keeping an eye on elections is absolutely next to impossible. So people who make that reckless allegation, you know, I think good luck to them, but no thank you. That's not the case. I will just say this. If you look at, I always say that, you know, rather than getting carried away by one measure or another, look at things holistically, look at things in their entirety. And if you look at the Modi government's track record in the last 10 years, you know, beat the fact that the 8 crore Ujjwala beneficiary was Aisha Sheikh, a Muslim woman from a small village called Ajanta village in Maharashtra, or for that matter, the 10th crore Ujjwala beneficiary was a woman called Meera Manji from the extremely backward caste from Ayodhya. Or for that matter, if you look at a Kiran Kumari from Bokaro in Jharkhand, who was a hawker, was a pavement dweller, was a destitute, and today she runs a gift shop and actually employs 3 other people along with her, thanks to Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, which has empowered her. What is the common refrain or the common theme? It basically means that Narendra Modi's grand ambition embraces flawless execution. It is all fine to announce grandiose schemes, but if you're not able to execute them, then they remain flaky castles in the air. For instance, without being verbose, look at the direct benefit transfer, which has transferred more than 30 lakh crore, which is more than 6.5% of India's GDP, to the poorest sections. Now, obviously, it is women who are the big beneficiaries. When we say that 120 million pipe water connections have been given, 12 crore water connections, who's benefiting? It is the Grihalakshmi. Or for that matter, when you say that, 80 crore people are being given free ration every single month right since the start of COVID in 2020, and we're in the fourth year now in 2024, who's the biggest beneficiary? It is women folk. And last but not the least, I would end by saying this. People say, Smriti Rani defeated Rahul Gandhi. This was, a tukka. It happened once, but it's not going to happen again. If you ask any woman voter in Amethi, they will repeatedly tell you that for the longest time, they did not send their young girls to schools and colleges because there was no toilet available, public toilet naam ki cheez hi nahi thi. And look at Narendra Modi, more than 12 crore toilets have been built. If India has become open defecation free in more ways than one, who does it benefit? It benefits the Mahila voter. Okay. So I think to dismiss Narendra Modi's welfarism as just freebies is being absolutely presumptuous. You have to give the man credit where it is due.
Okay. Sanju Verma, national spokesperson of the BJP, has made her point. Alka Lamba, welcome on the show.
Thank you.
The BJP seems to be having a plan as far as the women voters are concerned. In Himachal, you did come up with a strategy. So did the party come up with a plan in the state of Karnataka as well. In the upcoming Lok Sabha polls, because if we were to look at the list which has come out, the representation of women will be a question that will be asked. I mean, how many women are there in the first list of the Congress?
Dekhi, first list 39 ki hai.
Ji.
Usme 5 mahilaen hai. अभी बाहरी लिस्ट आना बाकी है, बट मैं आपको ये कह रही हूँ कि जो दावे वो कर रहे हैं, जो दावे हम कर रहे हैं, उसका मापदंड क्या है? उसका मापदंड है कि अगर हमारे 60 साल 50 साल की बात करें और 10 साल, मापदंड वही है कि महिलाओं का आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण, महिलाओं का राजनीतिक सशक्तिकरण और सामाजिक सशक्तिकरण कितना हुआ। अगर आप हमारे कार्यकाल की तुलना करेंगे तो आपका राजनीतिक सशक्तिकरण 33% आरक्षण, पंचायत नगर निगमों में 14 लाख बहनें आज पंच, सरपंच और मेयर हैं, ये राजनीतिक सशक्तिकरण है। आपके दौरान क्या हुआ? 33% महिला आरक्षण कानून बन गया, लागू नहीं होगा। 180 बहनें इसी 2024 में पार्लियामेंट पहुंच सकती थी, आपने वंचित रखा। अब आ जाता है सामाजिक न्याय। सामाजिक न्याय क्या? आप कह रहे शौचालय बना दिए पर आप बलात्कारों को नहीं रोक पाए। आप अगर मणिपुर से बात करेंगे तो आदिवासी बेटियों का सामूहिक बलात्कार, बीएचयू की बेटी का सामूहिक बलात्कार, बिल्किस बानो के साथ सामूहिक बलात्कारियों की रिहाई, साक्षी मलिक को न्याय ना मिलना, ब्रजभूषण शर्म का मुक्त घूमना, हरियाणा के मंत्री संदीप सिंह पर कोई कार्रवाई ना होना, है ना। और अभी कानपुर में बेटियों के साथ सामूहिक बलात्कार के बाद फांसी पे झूल जाती है और पिता भी न्याय की उम्मीद छोड़कर फांसी पे झूल गया। मध्य प्रदेश में एक पति ने अपने दोनों बच्चों के साथ फांसी ले ली क्योंकि उम्मीद नहीं है। सो ये सामाजिक न्याय, ये सुरक्षा के दावे पूरी तरह फेल हुए हैं। आर्थिक न्याय की बात करेंगे, राजस्थान में हमारी सरकार थी, 500 रुपए का एलपीजी सिलेंडर मिल रहा था, मोदी की गारंटी 500 नहीं 450 में देंगे, उम्मीद थी 450 का, घोषणा हो जाएगी आज कि देश में 450 रुपए का एलपीजी सिलेंडर राजस्थान, मध्य प्रदेश, छत्तीसगढ़, देश की महिलाओं को मिलेगा। आप क्या कर रहे हैं? तारीखों से पहले 100 रुपया कम करके आप अपनी छाती पीट रहे हैं।
यू विल रिस्पॉन्ड टू दिस, संजू वर्मा?
थैंक यू। या मारिया, फर्स्ट लेट मी मेक वन थिंग वेरी क्लियर। ये जो यहां पर बैठकर कहते हैं कि सामाजिक सशक्तिकरण भाजपा ने नहीं किया, कांग्रेस ने किया, आई से डिस्पाइट माई पोलिटिकल अफिलियेशन टू द बीजेपी, डिस्पाइट बींग अ नेशनल स्पोक्सपर्सन ऑफ द सत्ताधारी पार्टी इन पावर, इफ देर इज अ केस मेड आउट अगेंस्ट ब्रिजभूषण, 1,000-page चार्जशीट हैज बीन फाइल्ड बाय द बीजेपी, आई हैव इवन ट्वीटेड अबाउट इट, देर आर सम थिंग्स विच आर बियॉन्ड पोलिटिकल आइडियोलॉजी, व्हाट हैव यू।
बलात्कारियों को आपने छोड़ा और सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने वापस जेल में ठूसा। मणिपुर की आदिवासी बेटियां दिल्ली की दहलीज पे बैठी थी, आपने नहीं सुना। साक्षी मलिक से प्रधानमंत्री जी नहीं मिले।
ओके ओके, संजू प्लीज कम बैक बिकॉज यू हैव मेड योर पॉइंट।
No, when she was speaking, I was not on air.
Yes,
you took
please,
her
go
alone
ahead,
on screen.
Go ahead.
I don't want want to be part of a debate where you're not able to moderate. Did I heckle this woman even once? No. She should, wait for her turn rather than getting all
sunne ki aadat dalni hogi.
Arey bhai sahab chup. Arey madam chup.
Yehi to loktantra ki hatya hai.
Just hold on to your
thoughts. Sir, sir, को आदेश करना पड़ता है सर को कि FIR करिए. एक बाबा को पैरोल पर बात मार मत छोड़िए हरियाणा सरकार को कोर्ट को कहना पड़ता है.
We'll come back to you. Let Sanju make her point and we can have a very civilized debate. It may be called a big fight, but we certainly don't encourage fighting on this show. Yes, Sanju, please go ahead.
Yes, I expect that this woman will now zip it. And I'll tell you why. I have said in as many terms, if there is a case made out against Brij Bhushan Sharan, let him be hanged by the noose. But jo log yahan par TV par baith kar Bilkis Bano ki dohai dete hain,
Supreme Court ke kehne ke baad FIR.
Maria, what is wrong with you? Fine, you can continue with this debate. I refuse to debate with this woman. When you can moderate your debate, you call the BJP. I'm not doing this.
Inko bhagne ke liye
we'll have Sanju Varma again with us in just a bit. Manisha Priyam, you know, the larger question is about what do these schemes really do in terms of ensuring women as voters? We have seen election after election. This is the constituency which is deciding the victor.
So it's been a while that women have been tilting the balance. And what we tend to call populist schemes, look at the nature of things that women are turning out in large numbers to tell you. And it's been there since NTR, the 1 rupee kg rice scheme, brings NTR, it uproots the Congress party in the state of Andhra Pradesh so well, then the United State of Andhra Pradesh. Since then on, you've seen that very modest amounts or supports to the household, such as the gas cylinder at a particular price, etc. Or so this basically tells you that women in India, they are not able to make money in the labor market. And that's a structural situation. And that structural situation is something that women are turning out in large numbers and voting for their rights. And the more we are recognizing that the woman is the one who looks after the household, has to manage the household, even a modest amount of cash support and what we think as freebies, LPG is on control. And LPG means woman doesn't have to go to get firewood. She has to walk 3 hours, come back 3 hours. The child who accompanies her is not able to go to school for 3 days. So one cylinder frees up time for the girl to go to school and for the woman to be an economic laborer. So you have to understand that these dreams are dreams of the women who are marginal women, who we don't see, but they hold up India today. And therefore, I don't consider them populist. The more any political party will be able to imagine what the poor woman of this country needs. And she's asserting with her rights coming on to that voting booth and saying that recognize me, I'm holding it all up for you. And I think the more the political parties will be in direct conversation with women, it's not just the schemes, you've got to be in conversation with them. You'll be able to tilt the balance. That's what it is all about.
Okay. Since the Congress party also has raised objections to this monthly cash allowance, which has been announced by the Aam Aadmi Party for women in the national capital of 1,000 rupees. I'm going to bring you first. If you can express your thoughts, Abhinandita, and then I'll get a Congress response on that.
Certainly. Unfortunate that the BJP spokesperson has exited this conversation. It would have been nice to actually give her a give us a piece of our mind, and because the BJP has firstly no locus at all to talk about women's issues at this point. Now talking about the actual debate around, you know, what is a freebie, what is a not. Now as far as the women in India are concerned, we have two models before us to choose from. One is the BJP kind of model, which is that, you know, we will not provide you security. We will, in fact, garland your rapists. We will ensure injustice. We will ensure that, you don't feel safe. We will also ensure that you lose jobs. And we will also not give you any money. And we will not take care of you. We will not empower you. We will make mobility difficult for you. We will make career difficult for you. And right from the beginning, we are going to destroy the schools and colleges, so that all you girls who go to public schools will never get the opportunity to actually compete equally in the market. The other model is, and I'm really proud of it, is the Aam Aadmi Party model, which we can see in Delhi, where basically your mobility is free, which ensures that you do actually have the opportunity to travel for tuition or your work and so on. you also end up saving, and the saving that comes from the family actually then, there's enough evidence of these studies, actually benefits the girls. The other point is that, you know, there are so many cases we've seen, and so many of our beneficiaries who confessed that, you know, if they had a son and a daughter, they would actually send the son to a better school and not spend that much amount on the daughter's education. But today, you know, they're proudly sending their girls to a government school. The girls are actually speaking fluent English, clearing tough competitive exams. And that is the kind of contribution that women in this country, or the support that we need. You know, it is not about giving one sewing machine anymore. I mean, if we have to fill that gap, then there is no question that you have to give some sort of direct cash incentives to the women.
Okay, let me get a response from the BJP spokesperson, national spokesperson Sanju Verma on this, and then I bring in another guest. Let me finish one thing.
You know, good
Mara,
politics.
Can I come in, please?
Yes, please. Only Sanju Verma now on the screen, please. Now, yes.
Thank you. Yes. So first and foremost, I heard the Aam Aadmi Party spokesperson saying she wants to give me a piece of her mind. Madam, your Arvind Kejriwal model is this. Manish Sisodia cooling his heels in the lockup. Satendra Jain cooling his heels in the lockup.
I don't think that you have an argument. And I think that we should have the difficulty today.
Abhinandita, she heard you. Let's extend each other's courtesy, please.
There's nothing to say about the, you know, the
extend that courtesy. Extend that courtesy, please. Extend that courtesy to her.
When the other party speaks, you take them solo.
Yes, please, go ahead. Yeah.
I want to be solo on air like Abhinandita when she was talking.
Yes.
No, I will speak when you take me alone on air.
Yes.
Can you be fair for a change? If you take me alone on air, I will speak without being heckled. Because you did that to the Congress, you took them alone on air without being heckled.
We have done that. We'll have
you. So you do it again.
Okay, so here you are. It's only you and me. Please go ahead.
Yes, now it's only you and me. Now let Abhinandita Mathur listen like I heard her. You don't need to give me a piece of my mind, Miss Mathur. Your Arvind Kejriwal model has failed. A man who said ki hum to kattar imandar ki sarkar hai. Unke aaj sara ka sara jo sheesh netritva hai, the top brass of Kejriwal is in the lockup. Right from Manish Sisodia, bail denied 22 times. Satendra Jain, bail denied by the Supreme Court 17 times. Sanjay Singh, bail denied by the Supreme Court 8 times. So when the Aam Aadmi Party comes here, Maria, on your show and gives a lecture to the BJP on integrity, on political high ground, on morality, it is laughable. And let me tell you, to the Congress, and yes, by the way, do you remember a man called Premoday Khakha? He was hired by Kailash Gehlot, a close confidant of Arvind Kejriwal. He raped his ex-friend's daughter for the last 2 years. Can I please finish? Premoday Khakha of the Aam Aadmi Party raped his friend's daughter, a minor, for 3 years at a stretch. And he was in the WCD department of the Kejriwal government. So don't sit here and wax eloquent about the Kejriwal model, which is non-existent. Just 10 seconds more, Maria. 10 seconds more. I have the guts to sit here and say, let Brijbhushan Sharan be hanged by the noose if he's proven guilty. But what about the Congress party? Mewa Ram Jain, a 75-year-old former MLA of the Congress from Rajasthan, was raping 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. No,
yes,
not 5 years.
Yes, I'm going to get a response from Alka on this. But before that, let me go to Hyderabad, from where we have K. Kavita, BRS MLC, joining us live. K. Kavita, I appreciate your time. Today, you protested in Hyderabad against the Telangana Congress government's decision to implement horizontal reservation for women in recruitment and educational institutions. I want to begin with that. What exactly is your objection?
Well, Mariaji, thank you for having me on the show. And first of all, a very happy Women's Day to you and to the nation through your channel. And today we protested, unfortunately, on March 8th, when we usually celebrate, we had to protest today because this government, current Congress government in Telangana, had rolled back GO, which was securing 33% reservation for women in the government jobs. And since they rolled back the GO and they gave a new GO, now the women of Telangana won't be getting more than 12 to 15% of reservation in the government jobs. We were fearing this, and in fact, in the last couple of days, when this government gave a few jobs, we could prove it to the government that the reservation is drastically going down. And despite many objections, they did not consider or nor interact with any stakeholders and gave this GO. So today's protest was completely about rolling back this GO. I believe, Mariaji, you remember in 1996, women got reservations in government jobs and government government jobs and also in educational institutions. A 33% quota was ensured for women. That kind of gave us a good ground. We now have many women students in Telangana universities. For example, in Usmania, today 72% of Usmania students are women. And many universities across Telangana are 60%, 70% are women enrollment. So this enrollment will come down if they don't see a scope getting good government jobs. And once the enrollment in universities and colleges comes down, then it's going to regress further by people getting, you know, married off at a very young age, getting into child marriages, etc. So we are, this step by this current Congress government is a very regressive step in terms of women and their empowerment.
Okay. You know, as a woman leader yourself, I want to understand, when you are in that room, which is largely full of men who are taking the decision for the party, how much of an influence do women leaders exercise in policy making in their parties? Not as much as parliament. I mean, that's a different issue altogether, a different platform.
Well, unfortunately, not so much, right? Because if all the women had their way or had their say in all the parties, including Sonia Madam in her own party, I believe more women would have already gotten seats in every party, including my own party. So looks like we don't have much of a say there. But then when it comes to implementing various schemes, taking up issues related to women, when it comes to sensitive issues like education, health, security of women, every party usually gives it a top priority. Whether men or women, we are constantly talking about security, education, and empowerment of women. So that kind of makes it to the main agenda. But when it actually comes to giving political power or positions to women, every party, unfortunately, has been backing out. And that, I believe, is also a mindset change, is also a change that is going to come with time and with more empowering tools like Women Reservation Bill in the parliament now being passed. I hope it will come into force, right after the census, etc. So once that happens, I think we'll take a very good leap in the leadership positions as well.
My last question to you, since you had been very honest in your response, does it take a lot to be a woman leader in regional parties?
It does, because we really need to work twice as hard, and then we constantly have many, many, many glass ceilings. It is in any field, but more so in politics, because I believe fundamentally we are very trusting as women. And in regional parties, which is a very smaller area, the game gets really murkier and murkier. But yes, we are wading through. We are fighting our way ahead. And many women in many regional parties have broken glasses, and they've, aced. They've made their place to the top. They've become the chief ministers. So, all of us in the next generation can only hope for that, we'll keep powering through and fighting through and get to that seat one day.
All right, K. Kavita, I appreciate your time. Let me bring in Neerja Chaudhary now. Neerja Chaudhary, as a woman journalist who has covered politics and has covered several women leaders, why do we talk about women only in the context of voters? Not as many, as much as leaders, in the sense that the kind of scrutiny or the kind of discussion which is usually there around women as leaders doesn't happen as much. Why?
I think, I would say before answering that question, I'm sitting here on your program thinking, what is so different about March 8, 2024 from the previous years? And what is different is that today women are being sought, wooed, scheme after scheme rolled out for them. And that never happened before. Every single party. Now, more women are coming out to vote. Women are emerging as a vote bank. And there is an aspirational revolution taking place amongst women, Maria. If you when I hit the road at election time and talk to women, younger women in particular, their dreams are so different from the dreams even 10 years ago. They are breaking glass ceilings, and they want to go higher and higher and higher. And that is something we need to celebrate. Now, it is absolutely true that while more women are getting educated and more women need to get into the labor force to become economically independent, in the policy areas, in parliament and legislatures, their number is not what they deserve to have there. And also in the policy domain, today they are in every field making their mark, but not in as large a number that they should be there. And of course, today the Women's Reservation Bill has been passed by Parliament, but actually it will be implemented in 2029, maybe even 2034, because it's dealing, it's linked to the delimitation exercise. But yet Parliament has made a commitment. So that much step forward we have taken. But this is an area that political parties will really need to take note of. And, you know, I personally feel, Maria, and if I may say so, this, that I feel this century belongs to women. This century amongst those women will belong to the women of India. And in the women of India, to the younger women of India. Because, you know, if you get a sense of their aspiration and what they want to do, you know, you can't stop this march. You can delay it, but you can't stop this march.
That's very well put, actually, Neerja Chaudhary. I appreciate that. And we are really fortunate that on the Big Fight tonight, we have an all-women panel. So thank you so much to all the women who agreed to join me here. Priyanka Bharti, as spokesperson of the RJD, a party which had a woman chief minister in Rabdi Devi, but then also it started that conversation that are women in as panchayat heads more of a rubber stamp rather than those who have a voice of their own?
Maria ji, I don't know, many persons are not aware of this, but it was Bihar in 1992, 2nd January 1992, when the whole world couldn't even think about menstruation leave. It was Lalu Prasad Yadav who agreed and gave 2 days menstruation leave for women of India, for women of Bihar. And I wish if in the power structure, if women had also a say, just like in the voting percentage, you saw that the percentage of women who vote are rising. If in the power structure also we had a say, each and every corner of the part of India might have had pad vending machines, but still we don't see it. That's the shocking reality. And when Sanju ji or anyone was talking about women representation, that is 33%, that women reservation bill, but I still I'll try to remind them, we have as a socialist party always asked about quota within quota for reservation bill as well, because women are also born with caste. There is subcategorization within women, and you have to understand the pains of SC women, ST women, OBC women. It's different. There are subcategories within the women community,
but
as
Priyanka,
well.
There's nothing stopping the political parties from going ahead with this subcategorization.
Yes.
Yes, it has not been part of the legislation, but nothing stops an RJD or other political parties to ensure that.
That's why, Maria ji, today MLC list was MLC list came out from RJD side, and you would see over there within six, there are six members, and inside them there are three women candidates. One is Ravdi ji from OBC community. One is Urmila Thakur, who is carrying the legacy of Karpuri Thakur from EBC community, and other is from Amale. That is all the Mahagathbandhan. We are Mahagathbandhan government in Bihar, and you see, and the third is Shashi Yadav, and she is also OBC lady. So we are showing it that we have done it. 2015 and 2020, saw that Bihar had more voting percentage of women than men.
Let me bring in Vijaylia.
That's true.
You know, because it's the women voter who changed the elections last time around in Bihar.
That's why
in 2020,
they changed the
entire direction of the election in 2020.
That's why RJD became the largest party, Maria ji. You saw that.
Yes.
In 2015, as well as 2020,
Yazini,
women are having personal.
Yes, the spokesperson of the DMK. Can there be more assertion of women? Is there a truth to that? Is there a possibility?
Yeah, I can understand your question. You're asking me when the voter turnout, the women representation is high. Why don't we have it in the parliament? Or So here we need to consider the argument put forward by Chief Justice Chandrachud. Yeah. So what he said is the lack of representation of women in the higher judiciary is because there's a lower representation of women in the lower judiciaries, right? So that's the same when it comes to the politics. The women, there has to be a natural progression of women participation in the politics, right from the ground level to the parliament. So that does not happen because there's not enough representation of welfare schemes for the women in throughout the country. With regards to Tamil Nadu, I've seen the Sanju Verma, ma'am, if I'm right with the name, you know, making huge claims about the, you know, the BJP model, more or less, which can be equated to the Gujarat model and putting down the Aam Aadmi model. I would like to throw some light on the Dravidian model, where we have been working on the recognition of the aspirations of the women. We have been simultaneously working on the welfare schemes and also the representation of women in various sectors of life. What's really appalling is that the BJP, which called all these welfare schemes as Ravdi or freebie schemes, mocked at these welfare schemes, is now talking about such welfare schemes. And just, I don't understand who is the moderator here. Is it Sanju Verma or the actual moderator here? So let me finish my point and then you can counter to it, Sanju Verma, ma'am.
Yes.
So decently. Yeah. So the basically, when we come to the Dravidian model, so initially what we did was we focused on the education of the women. Okay. So there was a policy which was made by the DMK regimen. I think it was in 2009. The current financial minister, the Thangam Thinarizhu, was the then school education minister. We framed a policy in such a way that the accessibility to school education in the government sector is very much accessible to the girl children. So we had a primary school within one kilometer radius. And then a middle higher secondary school within a 5 kilometer radius and a higher secondary school within a 7 kilometer radius, so that the accessibility is easy. So accessibility is not the only thing. At the same time, we also needed to focus on the mobility. So during the same regimen, the Kalinga Karnada, the late chief minister, he also brought in a scheme called as a free bus pass schemes for the bus pass for the school and the college students, which helped with the mobility. At the same time, simultaneously in parallel, we also worked on the reservation of for women in the jobs, the one that Kavita ma'am has spoken about, the 33% reservation. And yes. Also, right now, if we see, when it comes to the DMK, we have been working on in the party as well as in the government to bring in reservation for the women. Okay, when we take the local bodies, there is about 50% of women representation when we take in, and also in case of the mayors, 50% of them are mayors. And it is just not just the stamp paper that you were just calling. Chennai is one of the very important corporations is being given to a women,
And yeah. Thank you for sharing experience and what has been done. Let me go back to Sanju Verma.
I just have a question to Sanju Verma.
Side or the BJP side, there's only one person. So she has to respond to all the points. Go ahead, Sanju Verma.
I have a question. Maybe a statement. What the Dravidian parties are doing is a welfare scheme, whereas what BJP now is doing is purely transactional one. Okay. I give you money, you give me vote. That's what BJP is doing.
Yes, please, go ahead.
And it is only before the elections.
One party is welfare and another party is freebies.
You know,
go ahead.
Bringing down the price of the crude oil that they got from Russia. They have been talking about it in every possible platform.
Sanju, please go ahead.
Did it trickle down to the communists? Did it trickle down to the Aam Aadmi people? Aam Aadmi ko gaya kya? Wo petrol ka paisa jab wahan se crude oil ka paisa kam hua. Aam Aadmi ko gaya?
Yes, ma'am. I've heard you.
Who did the money go to? It went to the cronies like that.
Okay, yes, I've heard your point. Please go ahead. Sanju, please.
Refinery. So who is the BJP government working for?
Okay. Okay, I'm coming back to you. I'm coming to you, Alka. Yes, Sanju Verma now, please, now. Yes.
Thank you. Maria, have you noticed? Har kisi ko Sanju Verma aur BJP ke saath koi na koi shikayat hai. Be that as it may, I have this to say. You know, Maria, on a more lighter note, you know, I'm not a seasoned politician. I've joined politics very recently. For the longest time, I was in the corporate sector. And the reason I'm telling you this is for your audience to know. Because, you know, there's... this perception that BJP is a very dakyanusi party. Hai. I worked in leadership positions at JP Morgan, Philip Capital, HDFC Securities. I worked abroad, you know, from London to New York to Hong Kong, what have you. You know, I think I'm as modern as they come. Trust me when I say this to you, Maria. Aaj tak, nobody in BJP has told me dress like this or eat like this or walk like this or don't talk like this or talk like this or conduct yourself like this. So the first point I'm making is, for all the people out there who say that ye ek dakyanusi party hai, you know, you need to get a ground reality check because that's not the case. The second point is this. Who's this woman who's giving background music? You know, she wanted absolute
Okay, go ahead. Sanju, it's only you on the screen, please.
Yeah. Now, one very important point which I want to make. Bilkis Bano ke baare mein aap baat karte ho, sahi hai. Do you have also the sensitivity to talk about Shah Bano, who was denied a monthly alimony of 179 rupees by Rajiv Gandhi? She was thrown out by her husband along with her five daughters. Then, Maria, who's this woman? Who's this uncouth woman? Who's this uncouth woman who's giving me background music?
No. Sanju, make your point because Alka will speak after you. Please go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. आप यहाँ बैठकर ब्रिज भूषण शरण की बात करते हैं पर संदेश खाली पर आपके मुंह में फेविकॉल लग जाता है. आप कुलदीप सेंगर के बारे में बात करते हैं पर जब बेलगावी में कांग्रेस की कर्नाटका सरकार में एक नाबालिग का गैंगरेप होता है आप चुप हो जाते हैं. अ मुस्लिम वुमन इज गैंगरेप by four Muslim men because she chose to fall in love with a Hindu man in Karnataka, in Bengaluru, Congress ke muh mein dahi jam jata hai. And let me tell you one more thing. I am willing to condemn Braj Bhushan Sharan Singh. Are you willing to condemn what happened to Shah Bano? I am willing to condemn Kuldeep Sengar. Are you willing to condemn Shah Jahan Sheikh? I am willing to condemn what happened in Uttar Pradesh. Are you willing to condemn the fact that under Ashok Gehlot, there were 6,000 rapes every single year? And when the Alwar gang rape happened, Priyanka Gandhi was holidaying in Ranthambore. When the Alwar gang rape happened,
you know, we are discussing women as the game changers of this election. Let's talk about that. I think that is something that we should be talking about given the day. And we have an all women's panel, so let's talk about it. Yes, go ahead, Alka.
But yeah, BJP ki parvakta ne pehle kaha in sabko mujhse problem hai. Sirf hame nahi, desh ki aadhi abadi ko aapse problem. Fir aapne kaha main rajneeti se nahi, corporate background se hu. To Bhajpa ko kahiye parvakta badal de, kyunki aapko as a corporator nahi, as a political spokesperson bheja aur aapke paas jawab nahi, aap bachne ki koshish kar rahi. Ab main aapko bata rahi hu ground reality. In last 45 days I covered 22 states. 45 दिन में 22 राज्य मैंने दौरे किए. आप कितनी जगह गई हैं? ग्राउंड रियलिटी आपको बताती हूँ. जिन आप इज्जत घर की बात कर रही है ना, उस इज्जत घर में बेटियां सुरक्षित नहीं है. बलात्कार और रेप हो रहे हैं और उन्हें बचाने का काम कोई और नहीं, डबल इंजन की भाजपा सरकार और नेता कर रहे हैं. दही अगर किसी के मुंह में जमी हुई है तो संसद में बैठी हुई महिला बाल विकास मंत्री स्मृति ईरानी जी के मुंह में दही जमी हुई है. इतना अपराध हो गया लेकिन उनके मुंह से पीड़िताओं के लिए, उन्हें न्याय दिलाने के लिए अपराधियों के खिलाफ एक शब्द नहीं सुनाई देता है. आप बिल्कुल बात मत करिए इज्जत घरों
की.
ग्राउंड रियलिटी आपको बता रही हूँ. दमों को स्वीकार करिए, दमों को स्वीकार करिए.
जम्मू एंड कश्मीर इज वेल बिकॉज
और संजू जी थोड़ा मेडिटेशन करिए ताकि फोकस कर पाए. थोड़े से भी आप डिस्टर्ब हो जाते
हैं. पर्टिकुलरली टू द वुमेन, यू नो, इज देयर अ सेंस इरफा दैट यू नो वुमेन इन पर्टिकुलर look at their own choices very differently from the male in the family, from the men in the family. That's a pattern which has emerged. And will it be similar to even your state or union territory at the moment?
Can Sanjuji read this?
I'll share a small anecdote with you. When I went to college, St. Stephen's College, one of the best colleges in the country, the first question my friends asked me was I going to get married while being in college? Because they assumed I would get married at 21, 22. And right now at this point, they are all married. I am not. So let's stop with this stereotyping of Kashmiri Muslim women and assume that somehow what happens in our families is very different from what happens in a Kashmiri Muslim family. If you look at Kashmiri Muslim women and what National Conference has done for them progressively through years, National Conference as a political party passed its first ideological resolution, a document which was called the Naya Kashmiri document, in 1944, it had a separate women's charter that said the women will be allowed the right to vote, the right to participate in elections, the right to divorce, and the right to hold inherit property, the right to work. That was in 1944, even before the Indian Constitution promised these rights to Indian women. So that is the kind of core National Conference had. And over the years, when it was voted into power, it pushed, so beyond, going beyond the kind of tokenism that we have heard, it actually pushed women from 4% literacy rate in 1953 to 65% in 2010. This is what happens when you don't look at tokenism, you instead focus on the jahan pe pura rotten system hai, jo ideology hai, jo core hai. When you focus on the core, that's when you achieve this kind of transformation for women. At this point, Maria ji, if you look at women in Jammu and Kashmir, our TFR, our total fertility rate, remains the lowest in the country. Because you would assume Kashmiri Muslim women are having more babies, because that's the kind of autonomy they have in their families. Our marriage rates, the age at which we marry is pretty high. Our maternal mortality rates in 2010, if you look at it, when the National Conference government was there, happened to be one of the lowest in the entire country. And that's also because the kind of educational reforms that Sheikh Abdullah Sahab's wife, Akbar Jahan, had initiated, where girls were dragged out of their homes, okay, sometimes even in a forcible way, to be taken to school.
Okay, I have enough time now for the last word, which I'll give to Manisha Priyam as a sociologist and someone who has traveled to various parts of India and has come up with understanding of patterns which exist in women voters. I would say more the merrier. It's okay for them to enjoy all the welfare schemes which are being announced.
The welfare schemes really are targeted towards women at the base. I mean, it's about, if you look at the component of the schemes, I'm horrified to hear the word freebie associated to it. I mean, to be able to cook a meal, to be able to look after a family and children. Women are not asking for diamonds or they're not asking for Mercedes cars. They're asking for maintaining the family.
Yes.
Look at the honesty of the women. Every time you deliver a scheme with honesty, you strengthen the Indian state. So the Indian woman is actually asking for a non-corruption oriented and a welfare oriented Indian state. That's the long term. But I think the frontier is that when the Indian woman, bent with her back, working in its flaming fields, when she is able to transition and come and sit on corporate boards in Bombay, when they believe the reservation is not only about the English-speaking woman, but about that woman with her back bent in the field. And for the lady who spoke about Karpuri Thakur's daughter, let me remind her that Karpuri Thakur's wife is the forgotten woman who died while transplanting paddy in the fields. So that's the woman when she's seen on the screen. I think I live to see that day. I will say, hurrah, happy Women's Day, when the flaming fields and the glitzy India merge together.
What fascinating way to end this. So will everyone say happy Women's Day
to all of us? Happy Women's Day to each of us.
And to have many more Women's Day, perhaps not only one day. So thank you so much for your time, everyone. That's all from me on this episode of The Big Fight. I'll be back next week with another topic, and then we'll have the big debate.